for another faith-filled word with Pastor Broadnax on the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Thank you for joining us today for Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Now let's go to the Word.
It's all right, Jen. It's all right. God is moving in the inside. Hallelujah. Well, I just give glory and honor today and praise God for allowing me to be in the house one more time. Hallelujah. I'm going to come from Philippians, the first chapter, verses 3 through 6. Philippians, the first chapter, verses 3 through 6. Hallelujah. When you find it, you may stand for the reading of the word. Hallelujah. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, always making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which have begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The topic is, God is not through with you yet. Hallelujah. God, I thank you and I praise you for all that has happened on this morning. God, we magnify you and we glorify you, Lord God. Continue to move us out of your way, God, and let your glory shine in this place. Let your anointing move like it never moved before, Lord God, and that your people will leave here differently than what they came. God, touch their mind, body, and soul. Whatever they stand in the need of, God, you know, because you have started a good work in them. And so, God, we're going to give you glory, honor, and praise on today for all that you have done, are doing, and shall do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. When Pastor said on this morning, I tell you, I just, like I said, I love the Holy Ghost. When he said, I got you on my mind, and that just gave me just encouraging words right there. And not just for me, God got all of us on our mind. But one thing about it, when you hear that God got you on your mind, and you know that come from the Spirit, all you want to do is get up and say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So here we're going to talk about Paul. While he was on his in Philippians. Now, Paul is the author of Philippians. And Timothy brought about Timothy. Timothy was the co-author because he was used in the third person. So they let us know he was not the author also, okay? And so Paul was his Hebrew name. And then, his Gentile name. And Saul was his Hebrew name, amen? Paul started out by saying he's a servant. You know, you don't hear too many pastors get up and say, I'm a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. They get up, I'm the pastor of this and that. I'm the bishop of this or that. But you are a servant of the Lord. Amen. I'd rather be a servant in the household of the Lord than be a name that does not regard to anything. Hallelujah. And so Timothy could identify because of him being in prison. Amen. And so Paul here called the Philippians saints, not because they were sinless, but just the fact that they belongs to God and were set aside for Jesus Christ. And see, Paul did not just stop at the Philippians. He went on and said everybody in the church. He started to describe them from the bishop to the overseers. The bishop and the overseers was just those that are help with the shepherding and the pastoring of the people. Then he went to the deacons to let them know that your servants is to take care of God's people. Amen. And then, you know, sometime on this Christian walk, especially when you're trying to do all that you can do to please the Lord, it seems like every kind of obstacle that can come up against you is coming up against you. Sometimes we just get discouraged, distressed, and even feel some like we're incomplete because we feel like we have not gotten what we think we should get. Amen? And that's the time to remember when God began a good work in you, He will finish it. And God's promises is yes and amen. Hallelujah. So here in Paul, I mean, it just touched my heart with how Paul explained to God, you know, thankful for God because of the Philippians. Paul started out saying that he had a special bond, a special love with the Philippians. And even from the first time he preached among them, and if we look back, this was 10 years before that, but he still had the Philippians on his mind, amen? And every time he thought of them, Jesus, it brought joy to him. Hallelujah. And then their joy turned into thanksgiving. Because sometimes, some people used to say, to be thankful is to be thankful. T-H-I-N-K-F-U-L, thankful. So meaning that when you look back over your lives, thinking about it, remember what God brought you from, how he healed you, how he delivered you, how he preserved you, how he kept you. I don't know about you, but that's what he done for me. So I can't speak for nobody but me. But when I look back and see all the things that God has already done, all I can do is say thank you. I thank him when I don't feel like saying thank you. I thank him when I'm sick. Last week the enemy came and still missing, but one thing about it, the enemy not don't have control over me. I'm here even if I don't feel like I'm here. Because the word of God say I'm here. So devil, you under my feet. I will give you no authority. Because like Pastor say, I choose not to give you that power. Hallelujah. And so even though the Philippians was not in Paul's sight, that's what I like about it. Tess, you don't have to be in my sight so that I can think good things about you. Amen? Paul was in prison, but every time he thought about the goodness of the Philippians, it brought joy to him. Even though they weren't next to him and he didn't talk to him every day, they was at a distance, but they stayed on his mind. Oh, God. Y'all need to get... He kept them. He kept them. So in order for somebody to keep you on their mind, oh God, you must have been really good in helping them, not in a person. We look at things as, oh, he did this for me and he did that for me. It ain't about that. It's about what you have done in the ministry to help out with the ones that are in charge. That's what Paul was giving praise for. He wasn't getting praise saying, look at me. He said, I thank God for you. Because even when I'm in jail, you still kept the word going. Gee, hallelujah, Jesus. And it's remarkable that Paul was thinking about them and not about himself. And the reason why I say that, because Paul had every reason to think about himself. You know why? I'm glad you asked. He was in prison. He could have been thinking about what in the world gonna happen to me. But instead, he was thinking about the ones that were there from the very beginning. And every time Paul used the word joy, he did it in many of his letters that he wrote. But to him, the Philippians were a source of joy. Amen. And so when Paul think about this source of joy, the basis for this joy, he gave thanks to them. Because of their fellowship, because of them continuing sharing in the gospel. Not only did they share in the gospel, but they stood with Paul, whether he was on trial, in prison, or just traveling about trying to defend the gospel. And they also went with him in financial help. They did all of that. So Paul thought about that. You know, when I look back over my life, And that stuff, I don't look back. I try to keep focus on the front. But sometimes you just got to look back and say, God, I thank you for the people that you placed in my path while I was on this journey. Because if I didn't have these people in my path while I'm passing through, because that's all I'm doing. This is not my home. So I'm passing through. And as I pass through, God, thank you for them old saints that helped me to develop. Thank you. We forget about them because we so lifted up about where we are. If it had not been for them lifting us up, we wouldn't even be here now. So I thank them. I didn't question them, why are you doing this or why are you doing it? I did it. And I thank you. And I give them honor and glory for all they have done. Amen. Hallelujah. And so what Paul really rejoiced in the fact that they continued to do it. They didn't get discouraged. They didn't get tired. They didn't feel like nobody else was helping them. They kept doing it. Hallelujah. And so he remembered that no matter what he was in, they continued the ministry. A lot of times we start a ministry, but we don't continue. So, but here the Philippians continue in what they was doing. Amen. And the reason why they continue, because they love God. Amen. And so, and the reason why Paul say, and when you look back, Paul say, I could even think about the bad things that happened in Philippians. How they beat me. How they illegally jailed me. I could think about that. And how that could have brought me sorrow. But why I think about the bad thing? Think about the goodness that God has done out of what you went through. Hallelujah. And even if Paul went on display, they even put him in stocks. See, stocks is different from being in jail. See, in jail, you can move around. But in stocks, they got you hooked to the bar, your hands and your feet, so you can't even move. Paul said, I remember all that. But I still thank God for y'all. Jesus, I thank you. Hallelujah. And even in his memories, he even thought about the work that he started. He didn't see much of it because he was in prison. We so busy trying to see what we doing and not giving the glory to God. God, what are you doing in this? This ain't me. This you. So whether or not I see the results of what I have planted, the main thing that matters is that the fruit that was planted, it's going to keep on going. Hallelujah. Because see, there got to be some fruit. You can do all the talking you want to, but if there's no fruit following behind what you talking, hallelujah. And then Paul went on to remember some of the good things. He said he remembered the conversion of Lydia and her whole household and the slave girl that was possessed. He remembered that and all the ones that had got saved in Philippi. And Lydia, after she got saved, she opened her house up to Paul and all his whole team. And not only that, her house became a church. And the repentant jailer, the one that cleaned their stripes and fed them, they even send money to support Paul.
Thank you for listening today to Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Prophetess Herman has a new book called The Holy Spirit Last Sayings to This Millennial Age, The End of the Beginning. This book, along with other books written by Prophetess Herman, can be purchased at thebookpatch.com or at amazon.com. Prophetess Herman can be reached at 318-955-7054. After all, we still have joy.
This is KAYT-FM.
81 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO.